Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
6 and verse 11, he had talked about, verse 9 talked about people who are fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, abusers of themselves with mankind, that's homosexuality, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortioners. Verse 11, and such were some of you, but you are washed. But you are sanctified. Amen. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Amen. Not just forgiven, cleansed, washed. Amen. Amen. Made pure and holy. What was powerful enough to do that? The blood of the Lamb. All things are lawful to me. But all things are not expedient or profitable. All things are lawful for me, but what? I will not be brought under the power of any. Did you hear that? I will not be brought under the power of any. Now see, that's the thing. Is it a sin to eat when you're hungry? No, it's not. But is it wrong to be out of control? Yes, it is. Can you not see? This has been the undercurring theme throughout this entire teaching, is about being in control of the flesh. Right? It's not about losing a few pounds or a lot of pounds or gaining some if you want to gain, or, you know, not just not eating cookies or Coke. It's actually can be more challenging to eat a half cookie than no cookies. Is that right? Somebody said, why'd you go there, Brother Keith? Now, you got to be honest with yourself. And if you can't handle half a cookie, then you just stay away from the cookies for now. Right? But you want to get to the place where you can eat one bite out of the cookie and throw it away. I said, oh, that's wasteful. Now, that's another thing. I'm glad you brought that up. So glad you mentioned that. Because we got to talk to you about that. This cleaning the plate thing. You must get delivered. You must get delivered from cleaning the plate. Why do you have to clean the plate? Why do you have to clean the plate? Anything in the Bible about cleaning the plate? Somebody said, well, you said concerning, you know, the feeding of the multitude and loaves and fishes, gather up the fragments. He didn't say eat all the fragments. Nothing said about eating the 12 baskets left over. In all likelihood, that was that little boy's harvest. Off of the seed, it probably belonged to him. It was his seed. But nothing was said about one person, you know, eating all that. No, no. It's a poverty spirit. Let's get delivered from this. Now, this is another message, but I need to touch on it right now. Maybe we'll come back to it later. But listen, you say, well, I went out to the restaurant. Man, I paid good money for that plate. I can't leave half of that on the plate. Yes, you can. I said, yes, you can. Boy. Let me go over here. I Somebody says, man, I paid $20 for that. I can't leave part of that on the plate. Well, and with some folk, it shows. You hadn't left anything on a plate in decades. And everybody can tell. It is a poverty spirit. Did you hear me? Got to rinse the shampoo bottle out 5 times. Might be a little shampoo left in the bottle. Got to rinse it out. Got to save all the margarine bowls. And the lid. Got 3 cabinets full of them. But can't throw one away. Oh, you might need it. Might come in here. Yeah. Yeah. Poverty spirit. I said a poverty spirit. Some things you ought to do to just help break yourself. I mean, have 3/4 of a nice thing on your plate and just leave it. Someone says, that hurts me. I know. Do it. Do it. Wasteful. Is it wasteful now? Is it wasteful? Or is it abusive to the temple of God? When you stuff yourself and you were full 10 minutes ago. Because you're afraid you paid, a little money for this and you can't leave it on the plate. Poverty. 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 Get rid of it. I said get rid of it. Do you know how many fish there are in the ocean? Huh? You know how many tons of fish they throw away at the fish market every day? Tons. You know how many metric tons and tons of vegetables and fruits they throw away? They just throw away and you can't leave a half of a catfish on your plate? Somebody say, yes, I can. And I will. That's right. Leave it. Go up. That's it. I'm done. It's about controlling the flesh. Right? Yes, knowing when to stop. Brother Kenneth Copeland talks about this with Miss Gloria. He had a lot of trouble with his flesh in the beginning days of his ministry. If you've heard him talk, he was pretty heavy. And he said, man, he just had no control. He said, part of his deal, he said, some of his kinfolks, his grandma, would make pies, and she'd make one pie special for baby. Well, he was baby. And baby didn't get a piece. Baby got his own pie. And he said he'd go by the bread store and then have a hot bread. He'd take a loaf of bread and just cull out the middle and stick a stick of butter down in it and eat it and then eat another one. And just no control, And he said, Miss Gloria, he said she can take a bite off of a Snickers bar. One bite. Roll the wrapper back up. Pin it and put it in the cabinet. Come by 4 days later. Get another bite. One bite. Roll it up. Everybody say control.
Control.
Control. Control. Is that the will of God for us? Yes, have this flesh in control. Yeah. Amen. Amen. We're not slaves to our appetite. We're not servants to our desire. There's a lot of things that in and of itself is not a sin, but a lot of things are not profitable either at that particular time and place. And we will not be brought under the power of anything or any food. Amen. Amen. Right? Amen. Or any drink or any drug. I mean, if methamphetamines or heroin is running your life, then Jesus is not. Did you hear me? If you serve crack, you're not serving Jesus. Is that right? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. I mean, understand, somebody is addicted to heroin full out. I mean, that's their God. Do anything to serve it. Right? Well, then you're not serving God. How many are so glad Jesus has come and He set us free? And we don't have to serve sin. We don't have to serve drugs. We don't have to serve drink. We don't have to serve sexual desire. We don't have to serve food. We serve Jesus. And He's given us control over our flesh, over our desires. It's freedom. I said it's freedom. And we can control and possess our vessel in sanctification and honor. Helps you keep and maintain your honor, doesn't it? People don't respect you when you have no control. Have you noticed that? You guys respect me, but I could lose respect quickly with you. If I came in here and said, well, you know, I had two affairs last month. I'm sorry, but I just had such strong desires. What could that hurt me? In the people's eyes, your eyes. Are you going to look at me? And if I come in 6 months later and say, well, I blew it again, I'm sorry, but two more affairs. Would that affect your respect for me? Yes. It would, right? No matter what we might try to say, and if I come and say, I'm sorry and I'm sincere and I repent, it's still going to affect. You can say, you forgive me. We can say, let's try to get by it, but it is going, you are going to respect me less. And it's no different with you. Did you hear me? It will cost you in your honor and your respect if you don't control your appetites and if you don't control your desires. That's why even the Apostle Paul, with all the knowledge and faith and anointing that he had, he said, I've got to keep this body under control, or elsewise I could become disqualified to do what I do. But thank God, I don't go to bed in fear that I'm going to blow it. I don't lose any sleep thinking, man, I hope I don't mess up. Man, I hope I don't mess up. No. Faith is a rest. And I know greater is He that's in me and He that's in the world. Amen. Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Say it out loud. I can.
I can.
Keep my body under control.
Keep my body under control.
I am not
a servant.
To sin. I am not a slave to my desires or my feelings. I'm in control in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. It's good to be in control instead of out of control. Can say no. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Standard, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R206. That's R206, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.